Let's get some life in our pants.
Wintercast.
Oh, oh, oh.
Three. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, as I said on the alt-right thread from Charlottesville, I'm hitting the road today for about another week, and hopefully this will be my last trip for a while, though it might not be. But either way, I'm recording this, and then I'm out the door. And I'm saying, let's start putting alt-right articles on that Charlottesville thread at vnnforum.com. What I want to talk about today, and I've done some of that this morning, I have a news flag on Google for alt-right, so I see. And there's a lot of, there are multiple articles a day appearing with alt-right somewhere in them. They're trying to run these psychological profiles and determine who, what, and why. I want to talk, not at super great length. I'm really irritated about this. the politics of this. Spencer and Kessler's reactions. And just the political immaturity and stupidity that's shown in it. Now, someone sent me and I posted the link that has the video of the so-called car attack on the heifer hire. And I want to apply a little reasoning and sense and show you the right way to respond to this stuff politically. Now, the media, so far as I was able to see it in the week, as you heard in my last podcast, they would only show you that very tiny clip of some car backing up at like 1 mile an hour that, while they're screaming about how he ISIS-style rammed into 20 different people, you know, rammed into a crowd and injured 20 people. But the reality of it is he went quickly forward and then quickly backward. And the video that shows the most that I linked, unfortunately, does not have the first part of that. But if it is established that those people, now, right before he backed up, he jammed forward and hit another car. And I don't know if anyone was injured in that part or if all the injuries came when he was backing up. But if they had already beaten in, his front window appeared to be cracked. If they had already beaten in his front window and that's what caused him to jerk it to speed forward just a few feet, then he is rationally, fearfully responding to an aggressive, illegal attack from the crowd that Heifer or Heyer was part of. And he did his action out of fear. That appears to me the likeliest explanation. It's the most consistent with what the video actually shows. While Spencer is throwing him under the bus with his stupid remarks about the tragedy of the death of this leftist, that's not how you do it. Even Anglin saying that this was road rage, I don't see any road rage there. The guy was trying to get away. He was in fear. That's what I believe is going to come out, and that's the interpretation I would surely put on what we saw. So there is absolutely no reason to do anything other than defend this Shields. And if he should have reacted better than he did, that's for a court to come out. But to call this murder and not even put allegedly in front of it, as the press have been uniformly doing. See, when you don't defend your own people, all it does is make the lying Jewish Judeo left bolder. And they're using this, they already were pretending that both sides were responsible for, they were already pretending that only the alt-right was responsible for the violence, as I went into at length last podcast, by saying that their very ideas are instigating and inciting violence. Well, if you didn't act like that and believe that, there wouldn't be any violence, is essentially the assumption they're working off of, the claim, the bogus claim they're working off. So whites have no legitimate complaints. Therefore, any rallying or resistance you get to the so-called mainstream view, that's actually the anti-white extremist view, is based out of some ignoble motive, hate. And it's extremist. Whites wanting to live in their own sovereign countries around their own kind. That's extremism, according to the Jews, which as usual, are gaslighting, directly reversing reality. They don't just lie randomly. They lie consistently. They lie in a pattern, in line with a pattern, in line with an agenda that never changes, in that it's always anti-white. The logical end of it is always genocidal. If you're going to attack the monuments, why not attack their physical offspring, their men? If you're going to destroy the monuments, does it make sense to let the men live? The men are far more dangerous. If it's this sector of the population out of which all the bad things spring, then hadn't we best get rid of the men themselves, the biological entity? And that is indeed how they think, whether they express it directly or not, and they are increasingly expressing it directly, and that is indeed how they actually act. Their words and their behavior are consistent with a plan to eliminate all whites. That's white genocide is what we're calling that. Now, there's no reason for Kessler to say what he did. He's apparently a newcomer who comes from the Occupy Wall Street movement, so he understands the 1% and the banking and that stuff and came to see there's a racial element to it, or presumably something like that. But then he's out there saying stupid stuff and then blaming it on, oh, I'm getting a bunch of death threats and I'm taking Ambien and I may have been drunk and said something dumb. You know what? Christ's sake, get some control of yourself. And then Richard Spencer going off on, oh, this was a tragedy and blah, blah, blah. And this reaction was horrible. This essentially making fun of the heifer. Hey, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that article that I guess Anglin wrote it, that it was on the Daily Stormer. This chick doesn't deserve anything except being mocked. Now, here's the thing. Look at this rationally. It's illegal to be in the street unless you're in a crosswalk. And these people, as you can see from the video I mentioned, are all, they're not on the sidewalk chanting, and every single article that the leftist, Judeo-leftist media prints on this will say they were peacefully protesting in the spot where this car incident happened. No, they were in the street. That's technically and realistically illegal. And more than that, they had sticks and attacked the car. Certainly before the car surged backwards, multiple people jumped behind the car, and one of them, a nigger, hit the back window and broke it with his wooden beam. So multiple people were committing aggressive attacks on that car. They were illegally in the street when it backed up. They were also in the street illegally, although this is not video, before the car surged forward just a few feet and banged into the bumper of the car immediately in front of it. I didn't see if any people were injured in that or not. I don't think they were, but I could be wrong. But the media have no interest in showing you that portion of video, but I would have to guess that the reason he surged forward was that his car had been physically attacked. If that is true, then his car was physically attacked, and that it wasn't just peaceful, it was people illegally in the street, illegally hitting his car while he is legally trying to peacefully exit the scene. And the Jewish media is lying about every aspect of this. So if they attacked him and bashed his windshield and that's what caused him to jolt forward, and then he realized there was no way he could break out, and it seemed like the bulk of the people were mostly ahead of him. Maybe they were all around him, but a lot were probably a little ahead. He realized, oh my God, I can't get out this way. I'm blocked. They're already attacking my car. He has a legitimate fear. They are going to drag him out of the car and do a Reginald Denny on him. So then he's like, fuck, what can I? He puts it in reverse and jams the hell out of there, smushing at least one person. I don't know if that was the Harvey Heifer broad or not, who got jammed between his car reversing and the other car. But certainly there were a couple sitting on his back bumper who were later spilled as he tried to reverse out of there to save himself. Very clearly to me, this is a fear response and a legitimate fear response after having his windows bashed in front and back. So there's absolutely no rational, no logical, no factual reason for Spencer saying what he did, let alone the political stupidity of essentially underlining the media's position, at least in the sense that this was a tragedy. This was no tragedy. If you're going to get in the street and play with cars, this is what's going to happen. If you want to sit there on the sidewalk and scream at him, that's one thing. But the minute you obtrude into his sphere, the minute you are illegally in the street, you know, all bets are off. That Heather Heyer put herself in harm's way. Now, she may not have deserved it, but, you know, when you do things like that, that's one of the predictable possible results. She has no one but herself to blame. The left has no one but themselves to blame for her death. And the media are lying about the facts of the situation, and that's the bottom line to it. And that's the line that Spencer and Kessler and these other people, all the people on the white side, ought to take. There's no road rage here. There was only legitimate, rational fear. And if you want to say that's a tragedy, that one of these useless, illegal, shallow, uninformed, fat, stupid broads died in this, well, you know what? There's billions, just like with niggers, there's billions more where she came from. There's no tragedy. If fat broads don't want to die, then get out of the road. And stop physically attacking people who are exercising their legal rights. There's nothing to feel sad about at all. It is not a tragedy. It's an insignificant occurrence. The left initiated the violence, and the Jews media won't tell you that. That's where it begins and ends. And for whites to do anything at all that helps further the leftist narrative, i.e. Jewish big lies, is absurdly foolish. Spencer deserves great credit. He does make a good face for the movement, but I don't think he's smart enough for what he's trying to do, personally. And he gives continuing indications of that. And it's sad to say that, but his reaction to this just shows. He, at some point, I do think he's well-motivated. I don't doubt his motivation at all. I just think that sometimes you're a little surprised by how naive he is. I mean, like when he got punched, he didn't seem to be aware of his surroundings, that these people were coming up on him. He doesn't seem to understand in general. This is not a debate. You know, he comes out with, oh, we're going to put our ideas. They're not going to let you put your ideas before the public. It needs to be a little more shrewdness and a little more understanding of what's going on. But with that said, great credit for leading this stuff, undoubtedly under great pressure. And I'm sure it's the same with Kessler and all the death threats. That's what needs to be talked about. Only defend your own side. Only attack the opposition. That's how you actually defend your side best. By pointing out exactly what I pointed out here, that they're liars. They're lying factually about what happened in order to use it as a pretext for not allowing whites to convene anywhere. And we see a coordinated attempt to deplatform whites off the internet. And as I've just put on Gab, I think it's whining to say, let Google and the rest of these run their private businesses as they see fit. I think that's fair. Now, some of these things that are supposedly neutral, like Icon, I would think would have common carrier provisions, as it used to be called. Back when I was in Datacom and was a business writer covering aspects of technology, Judge Green broke Ma Bell, and you know, it's a monopoly. We got to break it up and let competition. And typically they were called common carrier provisions, where the people supplying the pipelines have to be content neutral. And you would think something in that order would apply to the internet, since after all it began as a DARPA, Defense Agency Research Project. Of course, it was turned into something useful by the commercial side, as always. But since the government is buying up most of the science and math PhDs, a lot of developments are going to come from their projects. But they're only turned into something useful for people by the business community. But you would still think that in some of this stuff, since, you know, as effectively as with FCC and so-called public airwaves, which are based on the, actually it's not factually true, idea of spectrum scarcity, they are going to regulate it for the public interest. You would think there would be provisions that allowed for, as I'm saying, content neutrality, to where all people have equal access to it. But that does not seem to be the case if the Icon stuff can allow people to not to buy and use their own URLs. If you can kick them off at that level, it's one thing for a host to kick someone off. But for someone who's registering domains, I don't see how that can be. I mean, if is that a government function or not? If it's a government function, then it should be neutral to all parties. But again, this is stuff that has to be litigated. The greater point is to me is why can the white normals not come up if there's 200 million of them, basically, or cut off 10% that are on the side of the Jews? Why can 150 million white normals or 180 million white normals not create their own utility that supplies all these services? And if they can't do that, how are we going to win the racial war? Our side just reduces to whining. I mean, if people seriously want this stuff, then there's got to be some activity. We've got white skins have tens of hundreds of billions of dollars. And we can't get this put into creating a payment mechanism or a host that won't kick people off or even a goddamn registrar. I mean, what the hell? At some point, you're like, you know what? Maybe we should just kill them. Maybe that's what it comes down to. Oh, I'm free speech. Why are we always the ones whining about abstract, neutral ideas instead of simply defending our own? Who cares if this fat broad was turned into potato chip grease? The only verified illegal activity is on Heather Heyer's part. She's the one standing in the middle of a road, not on the sidewalk where she belonged and would have been legal. Did that car at any point go up onto the sidewalk? No, it stayed in the road. Nothing that car did was illegal. The media is simply lying about what happened. That is the only goddamn political point to make out of all this. And Richard Spencer and Jason Kessler aren't making it. They're running from it in a cowardly way. They're repeating or they're underscoring or they're helping the Jewish big lie that this James Alex Shields did something illegal. Look at the video. He didn't slam that car into people. He was trying to get out of a situation under which he was under direct illegal physical assault. This is the only way to say play it. It's not play it. It's to put the facts out there. The facts are on our side. And yet we or people who are ostensibly are our leaders run from them. It's absolutely absurd. We need to quit beating around the bush and just come out overtly as we are pro-white. And that means and entails being anti-Jew. They're two sides of the same coin. We have a racial enemy. They are attacking us. Their attack are physical through the Antifa and moral, mental, political, ideological, journalistic through lying about everything that happens. And they can't stand that we got an implicit head or a proxy head in Trump to the small extent that he is pro-white. In fact, rather than in function, rather than ideologically, which he is not. He is a purebred civic nationalist of the old school who embraces the original fake narrative of American history, the American history 1.0 from the Jews, the original lies that America is just a grab bag of individuals, rather than a racial state. So we've got to defend our own, and don't chicken out and don't back off because someone on the left dies. No one'd be saying that's a tragedy. There's no tragedy there. You run out in the road, you're going to get run down. Or you risk that. If you're screaming at people and beating on their car, you may just freak them out and scare them. And that's what happened. And that's going to come out in court. And then Richard Spencer and Jason Kessler will have to realize, I hope, that, oh, you know, I made a wrong decision. I shouldn't have said what I did. If there's nothing good to be said, then say nothing. But if there is something good to be said, as there is in this situation, which it was what I've just said, then say it and be strong on your side. That's what leadership is. And that's all I got to say today. Like I said, I'm hitting the road, but I will be back and I'll be doing these and I will be starting new books daily when I get back. So thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word on this. This was Alex Linder and this was LinderCast 0003.